WBDK 96.7 FM, Jason Williams, still in the studio on the Saturday Magazine with Bob Ross of Ross Estate Planning. Now, we've spent some time talking about some very important issues. And one more thing that I think we should touch on before we get out of here for the day. Beneficiary designations.
Critical. Absolutely important. Beneficiary designations are for things like your IRA, your annuities, and your life insurance, and your other retirement plans. The beneficiary designation is the key document. It cannot be changed by your will nor your trust. So you've got to make sure that you have it filled out. I've written an article called The Six Biggest Beneficiary Designation Mistakes. Go to our website and request a copy of it. It talks about some of the big mistakes. And mistake number one is you can't find the beneficiary form. If you can't find it, you get the default. And frequently that default is it pays to your estate.
Sure.
Which means we've taken a non-probate asset and now we're running it through probate. The second biggest mistake is you don't name contingent beneficiaries or you haven't updated that form. Life is full of changes. Folks get divorced. Somebody dies. And if you haven't updated that beneficiary designation form, you might be pretty surprised as to who will end up with your, in many cases, your largest asset.
Yeah, your newest wife, your second wife, probably wouldn't appreciate it if your first wife got your inheritance upon your death.
That would be an unpleasant conversation.
Yes. Okay, so we've covered a few of the beneficiary mistakes. What else do you have?
Well, one of the things we like to talk about is those personal things. Mm-hmm. You know, who gets that ring? Who gets that specific artwork? Who gets that chair that's been passed down in the family? Those heirlooms.
Sure.
We like to have folks talk about those kinds of things and put together a list. I'm a big fan of pictures. I would like folks to take a picture of that item and tell the story. Why is this item important? And why did you choose the person you did? Because then that item really carries some great significance. And we've developed in our office a little instruction sheet on helping folks to write those letters about why are these items important. The University of Minnesota has a whole class because this is an area where there's some difficulty. Who gets grandma's yellow pie plate?
We've talked about this one before, yeah. And something I like about that, you know, is that becomes more powerful to me. You know, this item was, you know, given to me specifically, and now I've got a reason why. Not just, oh, it was, yeah, sure, I liked the chair when I